That's a crock of shit.
It's Wisecracking with Winter.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a day that ends in Y, and it's time for Wisecracking with Winter.
Okay.
How are ya? Did you enjoy the martial arts slash football pick'em show I just put up? I hope you did, because I worked extra hard on it.
I don't give a screw.
But not as hard as I'm working on this one. Tonight we got a super show.
What?
We have my daughter Emma. Emma, say hello.
Hello.
And we have producer Paul. Save your applause for later. Paul, you there?
Yeah, what's up?
Wow, everybody's here. Everybody's here in the old pandemic funhouse. And how's everybody faring tonight?
Great.
Fantastic.
You guys may want to dial back the enthusiasm a little bit. So there's been big news in the Winter family. Many of you have heard of this thing called COVID-19. It's been in the news for, it's something new. It's been in the news for about a year. It's a flu you can catch.
Hold on. Can you clarify? Can I ask for a clarification?
Clarification on the question?
On the news item. Real news or fake news?
No, this is real news. Really, okay. It's happening. I don't know how many people got infected today. I'm sure it's a lot. But it turns out my daughter Emma is positive for COVID-19.
Oh, gosh.
Yay! Congratulations, Emma.
Emma, how do you feel to have won the big sweepstakes?
I feel actually fine, to be honest.
So Emma's at home dealing with COVID-19. Now, this is the closest it's hit to me, personally, since this all began. And because I gave Emma a ride to the doctor on Thursday to get a test, I'm now having to quarantine for 14 days. Isn't that fun? What do you think of that, Paul?
Wow. That's like a vacation in the Casa de G, right?
It is a vacation in the fun house. Every day is better than the last here, but I think these 14 straight days of not being able to leave will be some of the best days of my entire life.
Can't imagine how they wouldn't be.
The Big G and I played Twister today. That was fun.
Yeah.
You what?
We played Twister. You know what that game is, Em?
I do.
Well, yeah.
And then you guys got dressed and made breakfast.
Yeah.
We were dressed the entire time. Hey, this is a show for kids, Paul, right? No, the Big G put on a pretty nice sweatsuit, and I had on jeans and a tee, and he's like, "How about a little Twister?" I said, "Why not?" So he dusted it off, and we rolled it out on the living room floor and went for broke. I ended up winning, just so you know. Then we sat down to a hard...
I mean, just so you know, I was picturing you guys with at least your skivvies on.
No. We were dressed. Playing Twister. You can't tell me you never played Twister with your dad.
I know you like to keep it warm in there, so...
What?
I know you like to keep it warm there.
It was hot. There's no getting around that, temperature-wise. But it was a fun game to play. Emma, would you ever consider playing Twister with the old man?
No. There's no way that's happening.
So, Emma, you have COVID.
But how about with Grandpa?
Yeah, either of us.
No, neither.
Okay, good, because, that's not happening anyway. So, Emma, what's it been like living with the COVID novel virus?
It's been normal. I am asymptomatic, so I have one symptom and one symptom only. So, yeah.
And what symptom is that?
Well, I guess you could call it two, but I call it, it's just like they're bundled together. It's the no taste or smell. Except mine isn't fully gone. It just fluctuates. It's there, but it's gone, and it's there, but it's gone.
Paul, you want to weigh in?
I feel like I have my sense of taste and smell, if that's what you're wondering about.
Yeah, you had a COVID-19 scare at your crib, didn't you? You went and took a test.
I actually got tested twice, but that was back in June and July. But I never had a loss of taste or smell, and I didn't test positive, for the record. I just had a persistent cough and such that wouldn't go away. So,
well, that's fun, right?
Yeah, sometimes. Fortunately, it went away after like 6 weeks.
Good, great.
6 weeks?
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy, huh? So, Emma, do you mind, obviously, we don't want to get too into your personal medical situation, but just curious, did you get tested just because of the symptom, or did you have exposure to somebody?
I got tested because of the symptoms.
Okay.
My parents didn't think it was normal to just all of a sudden get up and lose your taste and smell, so I got tested.
Yeah, for sure.
Good thinking on my part, right, Em?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Maybe it would. Yeah, maybe it impacted.
So, what's it like to not taste anything?
Well, like I said before, it's not totally gone. The closest I've gone to it being gone was not getting any hints of any food, but it hasn't fully left, actually. It's not there, you know what I mean? It's like taking a break, but it's still here. You know what I mean?
What?
So you've got the long haul syndrome where you've beat it, you've beat the virus, but then it still comes back?
I didn't beat the virus. I haven't even had it a week yet.
Oh, okay. Paul, you want to weigh in here?
No, I think you got it totally covered.
Yeah.
Except that you don't realize that the long haul part is like having symptoms for months and months.
Oh, okay.
Other than that, totally on top of it.
Right.
Hey, so curious, are you still, obviously you're quarantining now, Emma, but had you been attending school full time or had you been doing e-learning or what?
Well, actually, I got tested at the perfect time because I don't go back to school. Well, I go back to school Tuesday, but that's it for a few months because then we're going to distance learning. So, I will be in quarantine on the last day of in-person school, and then I'll be moving to distance November 23rd.
So when's the last time you were in school?
Last time I was in school was Friday. No, Thursday.
Oh, okay. So you had been attending class.
I think she went to, like, one class.
Yeah, I was fine in the morning, and then I lost my taste at lunch, so I got brought out early and got tested after that.
So do you think you caught it at school?
Most likely, yeah.
Not at a bowling alley?
No, because I would have gotten it a lot sooner, I think.
Have your friends reached out to you, Emma? What's the reception been like from your friends?
Well, one of them that I had to tell that I accidentally exposed them. He's been working all day, so he hasn't really said anything. And then my other friend has not really said anything either because, I don't know, she just doesn't really like to talk, so she hasn't talked much. I've been isolated in my room all day. It was a very fun day. And, that's been my day.
Is it a big adjustment not being able to leave? Because this is day one for me, and I'm already climbing the walls. I mean, you can't leave the house. You can't really leave your room because you live with your mother. So you're confined to quarters. What's that like staring at four walls all day?
Well, see, Mike, I have distractions, you know. I have TVs and phones and computers. But I can technically go downstairs, you know, grab food. But I have to wear a mask and I have to be separated from my mom 6 feet. That's a little tough, but, you know, I mean, we're managing. And it's been pretty good because I don't have to do 14 days because I've already been sick for over four. So I only have to quarantine, I think, for 10 more days, which I think is makeable, I think. So it's going. Why is it going so roughly for you?
Your dad's not used to it. You know, your dad's used to driving around town, being a Diamond Jim, and going out to eat, and you know, going and looking at fancy cars, and going to bar appearances.
You don't do any of that.
I'm painting a picture here for the fans. Okay? Then I go to bars, you know, and you know, sign that autographs and all that crap. To get away from that is going to be an adjustment. Paul, you want to weigh in?
Yeah, I can definitely imagine that would be totally foreign to you to have to stay in the house and not be a Diamond Jim.
So, Emma, so what's the prognosis? I mean, how long are you stuck at home?
10 days. Well, I mean, I don't know. How many days until the 21st? I actually don't know. Anybody got a calendar on them?
The 21st, that's only 6 days away.
Well, I don't know. My mom talked to the nurse, and she said, I've already almost done a week of quarantining because I haven't really left anywhere since I got my symptoms. So they are basing my quarantine off of my symptoms, which is a week from Tuesday. It'll be a week on Tuesday.
So, Emma, to stay away from your mom, did she cut like an opening in your bedroom door and she just slides a tray of food under there? Or
she could just knock on the door and leave it outside the door.
She could. That doesn't sound like as nice of a picture.
No. Did your mother cut a doggy door in the door, Emma?
No,
does she just knock on the door? Okay.
Well, she actually doesn't either because, you know, the email you sent me about the list of things I have to follow during my isolation is if I have to come in contact with other people, I have to wear a mask. So I throw on my old mask and I walk downstairs and I grab my food. I stay 6 feet away from her and I can, you know, see the living room and then I go back upstairs. And I isolate myself in my room for another, like, 4 hours. Until I'm thirsty, I go back down and wear my mask, and then I go back upstairs.
Sounds like a pretty good life. You want to weigh in, Paul?
Yeah, that sounds good. I think what listeners really want to hear about is how you, Mike, are isolated in the funhouse and keeping your distance from the Big G.
Well, it's walking a tightrope around here. I mean, I'll tell you that much. There's only the one bathroom, so there's no more sharing the bathroom like, you know, like we used to, or you could have one guy in the shower, another guy taking a pee, that's all gone. And as far as cooking meals, I cook all the meals, so I just ring the old dinner bell when dinner's ready, and I leave it on the kitchen table for him. He takes what he needs, and then I retreat back down to the funhouse, or up to my room, known as the Love Castle.
Yeah.
And I can spend a lot of time up there or down in the basement, or I guess I can go for a walk outside. I don't even know if I have it. I mean, I went and took the novel COVID-19 test today. I took it at the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport, of all places. And that was interesting.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that was interesting. I mean, you'd think it would be a cluster, because I'm sorry about the language, Em. But you go to an airport, usually, and it's a giant pain in the old rump. But this went off very smoothly. I was very impressed with what Walls has
he
been
able to... He did a touchy test, guys. Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
What'd you say, Emma?
He said he did a touchy test, though.
Oh, okay.
You did the saliva test.
Yes, I did this. I was getting to what I did. So I parked... Parking was complimentary. Typically at an airport, if you're parked for more than 15 minutes, that's going to set you back about $100. But the parking was free. I parked. I made my way down to a different floor of this ginormous airport. And basically the whole floor was set up for COVID-19 testing. They had dividers set up with people waiting in line. And then beyond that line, they had 17 like plexiglass windows where you would speak to a representative and they would hand you a kit that you, yes, spit into. Where I screwed up, I mean, you're not allowed to eat or drink anything a half hour before you spit for a COVID-19 test. So I left the funhouse here at 11, and I'd brushed my teeth. And I gave myself plenty of time. Well, I live like 5 minutes from this terminal. So I got there, and I was parked, and I was downstairs, and I was ready to go in the line, and I was up at the window by 11:16. So I explained to this gal behind the glass, I'm like, hey, I brushed my teeth at 11. Do I need to sit around and wait, or can I just go ahead and spit in that old cup? And she's like,
no, you better go sit over there.
And wait. So I got I got escorted by some woman and sat in like a punishment chair. And I was surrounded by people that had COVID-19 for 15 minutes, which was really, really uncomfortable. It's like sitting in a lion's cage with a stake around your neck.
Jesus Christ!
That's how I felt. So when it was finally my turn to get up and take the test, I had saved all my spit sitting in the chair. So I had a mouthful of spit, and yeah. I just let out pretty much a pint of spit into this cup, and then you seal it up. You mix a little blue dye in with it, or maybe it's not dye. I don't know what it is. You put it back in a box. You hand it to a different guy, and you're done. That's it. It's pretty quick. It's pretty simple. I suggest if you got some free time out there, kids, and you're looking for something to do, head on over to your local COVID-19 testing joint and give it a whirl. Paul, you want to weigh in?
Yeah, I thought maybe you were going to say that you had a dip in and you forgot to take that out before you spit in the tube.
No dip.
No?
No dip.
No dip. That's good.
No dip for this guy. Emma, did you have a dip in when you got a nasal swab?
No, I had my test. You know, I did it like a man. I took a swab up through my nostril into the back of my throat and did it the old-fashioned way. How about you, Emma?
I also did the nose swab into the back of my throat.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess, you know, different people can do it their own way. It can't all be as tough as you and I.
I guess so.
Why would you want that in your nose if you don't have to?
It goes a lot faster.
It didn't go a lot. I mean, how long does it take to spit?
My mom told me that you spit and you have to shake it for 5 minutes.
You got to shake it like a Polaroid picture, which makes it fun. I mean, I don't know if you've heard that song by Outkast, but they had it playing in the lobby. So people would just shake it. Come on, come on, shake it. Shake it like a Polaroid picture. I mean, there were some women that should not have been shaking it. But I did the shake, and it made it fun. I don't know. I'm sorry you guys had such a miserable experience. I think taking a COVID-19 test should be fun.
Yeah.
Paul, you want to weigh in?
Yeah, I had fun getting swabbed. But plus, I didn't have to like wait another 15 minutes because I brushed my teeth too soon. There's no 30-minute rule on getting a swab.
I don't know, Emma, what did you think? Did you enjoy the swab or would you have rather spit?
I don't think saying enjoying the swab is the right word for me to use, but I didn't despise it. It didn't hurt at all for me. It was just a little uncomfortable, and then it lasted a little longer than I thought. But all in all, it wasn't bad. People hype it up way too much and make it seem a lot more scary than it actually is.
Which is a good segue to my next conversation, as long as we got you, Emma, before the big game show. TikTok. TikTok is back in the news again. The Chinese-controlled company that brought us China virus, right? They're back in the news for, I think there's an ultimatum on TikTok that it has to be sold to an American company within a week. Otherwise, it's going to disappear off all the phones. Were you aware of that, Emma?
I wasn't, but there's been so many rumors and fake news about TikTok in the past 6 months that I don't know what to believe.
Paul, you want to weigh in on TikTok?
Yeah, I just had 60 Minutes on earlier, and they were saying that the deadline for them to be sold to an American company came last week or something, but they were given a 2-week reprieve. Yeah, the American government and the intelligence community, I guess, is concerned about all the information that TikTok is required to share with the Chinese Communist Party government.
So they're worried that they can collect a lot of information on Americans, on who they are, where they travel, what other things they do on their phone. But they had a tentative deal to sell the American version of TikTok. I mean, of course, it's got a different name in China, but to sell the American part of it to Walmart and Oracle. But the Chinese government, I guess, doesn't want them to give the proprietary information on their algorithm. I guess why TikTok supposedly is so successful is because the guy who started it created a artificial intelligence algorithm that is highly successful at studying how long users, you know, stay on a certain video and things like that to give them
things
that they're most interested in.
Emma, you find this and boring.
You don't want to give up that technology.
I find it boring because I don't really understand anything you're saying.
Do you know the Chinese name for TikTok, Emma? It's Feng Shui Ha. Feng Shui Ha. Yeah. That's what it's called in China. Feng Shui Ha. And they sell, yeah, I mean, all the information on TikTok can be looked at by the Chinese government. Doesn't it seem like it's a bunch of useless information, Emma, to you?
No, not really. It's not useless, no.
What do you think, Paul?
The information the Chinese government would have or the stuff you watch on TikTok? Do you think that it's useless, the stuff you watch on TikTok, or the information the Chinese government could find out about you? Or neither?
I think it's useless that the things that you find on TikTok are very useless and very, I don't know, they just vary in ridiculousness. And then you got the Chinese getting all of your information. I don't really know. I think that's not useless. I think that's kind of serious, but I also don't know how true that might be. So,
well, there it is, Paul.
Yeah. Sounds like you're anti-TikTok, Emma.
Well, I have it, but I'm not a huge, huge fan of it. It's a good time waster.
I've talked a long time about starting a TikTok of my own, but that was before I found out that it was a pawn of the Chinese communist government.
Aren't there enough things in America that waste time? I mean, considering also my show is another time waster. I mean, do we need any more time wasters, Emma? Or do you think we have enough?
I think we have enough.
Paul?
Yeah, well, what I'm doing now is that I'm waiting for the next big app to start up before it gets really big, and then I'm going to become like a star on that app is my plan.
Oh, well, what's your...
So we need at least one more good thing to waste our time on. So I can become a star on there before it gets too big and it's hard to stand out.
Why don't you become a star on TikTok? It's not too late.
No, yeah, it's Paul. Too late. Everybody's on TikTok. I'll never stand out on TikTok. You got to get in early on the ground floor.
What could Paul do on TikTok that would stand out at this point, Emma?
Show his cats. A lot of people like cats. So show his cats and listen to music, or show the cats dancing. Those are good. Those are gold.
A lot of money in that? I mean, can you get paid for
these? Because you see, his video can get a certain amount of likes, or... they can get part of people's For You pages. So people who like dancing cats or cats will see his videos and they will like them. And if he gets to a certain amount of likes or follows, then he will start getting paid for videos and views. So
there you go.
That is a great idea.
There you go, Paul.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why don't you run around and do that?
I just can't imagine that there aren't already like thousands of people doing like, you know, showing their cats on TikTok.
I haven't seen many.
All right. Well, as soon as it gets bought by an American company and it's safe to use, then I'll consider getting on there.
Okay.
Well, Paul, I got Paul and Emma here. I think you two together should do a Paul Lambie over there at Carpenter Realty ad. What do you think about that?
Who? Over where?
Paul Lambie, you know him. He's over there at Carpenter Realty. Emma, why don't you tell me a little bit about Carpenter Realty and the kind of job they did when you were looking for a house in Indianapolis?
You always make me do these. I never know what to say.
That's the beauty of it. And 3, 2, 1, and go.
Carpenter Realty in Indianapolis. You need a home? Just head over there. That's all I
but
know.
You don't want to talk to just anybody at Carpenter Realty.
Yeah.
Right, Emma? Who do you
right.
want?
You want Paul Lambie over at Carpenter Realty.
Emma, what makes Paul Lambie
Absolutely.
So great at his job?
Just being him.
Oh, wow. What a sales pitch. Paul, how can they get a
That's
hold of you?
That's what I do. I just be me.
He's just
you can find me on the internet, you know, if you search Paul Lambie.
Well, I know I search it all the time. Well,
yeah.
Paul Lambie over there at Carpenter Realty. So, Paul, do you have a game show for us to play?
Sure. You and Emma want to be contestants? Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, sure. Emma, you in?
Yes, sir.
We're going to call this Minnesota Trivia. How's that sound? Because you guys both have been born and raised and lived your entire lives and been fully educated within the state of Minnesota, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so you guys should know, like, pretty much everything about Minnesota. So this should be easy.
Well, how do we buzz in?
I guess whoever wants to answer first, you know, one of you can buzz and the other one can go ding ding. Who wants to buzz and who wants to ding ding?
I'll be buzz.
I'll be ding ding.
Okay. All right. So buzz or ding ding, and if you want to answer, and whoever answers first, of course, if they get the question right, I'll give them 10 points. If they get it wrong, the other has a chance to take a guess. And a lot of these will do like numerical questions or numerical answers. So if neither of you gets it right, we'll give the points to whoever's closer. Sound good?
That sounds good to me. What's the name of this game show anyway?
Who knows? Minnesota!
Oh, yeah, thanks for having us on.
All right, are we ready for the first question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As we all know, Minnesota is one of the northernmost states in the United States. But can you tell me, in what year did Minnesota join the Union as a state?
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding. Mike is ding-dinging in.
That would be 1834, Paul.
Oh, that is incorrect, Mike. Emma, would you like to make a guess?
That would be in 1957, Paul.
1957. Oh. That is only off by 99 years. The correct answer was 1858.
Oh.
Mike, you were closer. I'll give you the 10 points.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Next question. The state of Minnesota became a state in 1858. In what year was the town of Shakopee incorporated?
Ding, bing, ding, ding, ding.
Wait, that's my ding.
Buzz, buzz.
Are you doing buzz, buzz? Or is she dinging for me? Can I get a clarification on the rules, Paul?
I meant...
We're going to let Emma... We recognize her buzzer. Shakopee was incorporated as a town.
1937.
That is incorrect. Mike, would you like to weigh in?
I'd love to try to steal. I'm going to go with 1825.
That also is incorrect. The correct answer is 1857.
Oh, my God.
Mike, you were closer by about 48 years, so you get another 10 points.
I'm up to 20 points, Paul.
You are. Switching up a bit here, how many counties are in the state of Minnesota?
Ding, ding.
Mike?
I'm going to go with 57 counties, Paul.
57 counties, Mike. That is incorrect. Emma, can't steal.
There are 80, Paul, 80 counties.
I'm sorry, 80 what?
80 counties.
80 counties, Emma says. That is not correct. But you scored 10 points. The correct answer was 87.
Oh, that's bull. See, I was thinking of Heinz 57 sauce, how there's 57 varieties, and I got stuck on that. My
All
bad.
Right. Next question. The Minnesota Twins baseball team and the Minnesota Vikings football team once played in the Metropolitan Stadium on the site of the current Mall of America. Those teams moved to a new stadium in downtown Minneapolis called the Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome. In what year did they move there?
A ding ding.
Mike?
Was it the first year that they actually played in it?
Yeah.
1981.
That is incorrect. Emma.
What?
1980.
Oh, we're going to have to give that one to Mike. The correct answer we were looking for was 1982.
Really? It was 82? Oh, okay. That's 30 points for me, isn't it? Or 40. I don't remember.
That's 10 more points. Mike has 30. Emma has 10.
Nice.
Okay.
Hey, okay.
Since we spoke of Bloomington, Bloomington, Minnesota is home to the Mall of America. But there's also a Bloomington in Indiana, which is home to Indiana University. Which Bloomington, according to the Census Bureau, had a higher population in 2018?
Can I challenge this question? Indiana doesn't have any universities, I thought. It was just K through 8, and that was it.
No.
I'm sorry. That is incorrect. Emma, would you like to have a chance to answer?
I will say the Bloomington in Minnesota was higher.
The Bloomington in Minnesota is higher, you say?
Mm-hmm.
That is correct.
Wow. Wow.
85,578 people. Bloomington, Indiana had 84,981.
That's right. That's 10
more points for Emma.
That was on the tip of my tongue.
The score is now Mike 30, Emma 20.
Okay.
Next question. Everyone may know that Minneapolis is the largest city by population in the state of Minnesota, and that St. Paul is number two. But which city has the third highest population in the state of Minnesota?
Ding, ding.
Mike?
I'm going to go with Duluth, Minnesota.
That is incorrect. Emma, chance to steal.
I think steal. Richfield.
Are you going to go with the home of the Mayo Clinic, Emma?
Yeah.
Belle Plaine, right, Emma?
Yep.
And what city is that?
Belle Plaine.
Belle Plaine is incorrect. I'm sorry. But technically, it is closer to the correct answer of Rochester than Duluth, because Duluth is so far away.
Yeah,
on how we want to count that. I'm not giving any points for that.
Oh,
wow!
The correct answer was Rochester. Duluth is now the fourth largest city in the country, or in the state of Minnesota.
Darn!
All right. Here's a question. Taking it back to the Twin Cities, now known as the Blue Line, formerly known as the Hiawatha Light Rail Line, what year did the first modern light rail line in the Twin Cities begin operation?
A ding ding.
Mike?
I am going to go with 2001.
That is not correct. Emma, a chance to steal.
I don't know anything!
1990.
That's wrong.
That is incorrect. Also, we're going to have to give the points to Mike. The correct answer was 2004.
Oh, I was close.
Here's a good question. Former wrestler Jesse Ventura was elected governor of Minnesota in 1998. What elected position had he held prior to that?
Ding, ding.
Mike?
A mayor of Brooklyn Park.
That is correct!
Thank you.
Not even a chance to steal. Wow. Mike now has 50 points and Emma has 20.
You're still in this, Emma. You're still in this.
All right. What are the three branches of the United States government?
Legislation.
I didn't hear a ding. I didn't hear a ding or a buzzer. Go ahead.
I don't know. I forgot.
Legislative and I forget?
Yes.
Is that your answer?
Yep.
Well, that's not quite correct. Mike, do you want to steal?
I'm going to take a stab at it, Bing. Legislative, judicial, and executive?
That's correct.
Wow. Wow. Great.
You're up to 60 points.
Okay, what are we playing to, like 1,000? Or what's going on here?
We're going to go to the final round.
where all questions are worth 50 points.
Hey, Paul.
And we've only got one question, so this could make the difference.
Oh, okay. Emma, are you ready for the big question?
Yep.
All right. One of Minnesota's favorite sons was a recording artist, sometimes known as Prince. How many Billboard number one hits did he record in his career? Number one hits on the Billboard chart. Emma.
10.
Emma says 10. Mike, would you like to steal?
Could you repeat the question, please?
Favorite son of Minnesota, recording artist sometimes known as Prince, had how many Billboard number one hits in his career?
Number one hits?
That's right what I said.
5.
Oh, my God. That's correct.
Ah. So what do I win?
50 points. And you won. You won an all-expense
awesome.
Paid quarantine in your own home.
Oh, my God. That's great. Can it be with my dad?
Absolutely.
Wow. 2 tickets for staying in the funhouse for 2 weeks. Emma, I'm so sorry you didn't get a chance to win this. Do you have a parting gift for Emma?
Sure, Emma. You're not going away empty-handed. You get to stay in your bedroom for about another 10 days.
Woo-hoo! Yeah!
Thanks everyone, Paul, for playing. We hope you had a good time here.
Well, I did have a good time. And do you know, Paul and Emma, if you're looking to have a good time, there's no one other to look to than Evolve Entertainment. That's Evolve Entertainment. I'm not sure if you two are aware of this, but Evolve Entertainment has every act you could want for a wedding, bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, whatever kind of party you want to throw when it's legal to throw them, because right now you can't have a party. But in 2021, at some point, people are going to be able to have parties, and you are going to want to go to Evolve Entertainment to book that. Evolve Entertainment is on Facebook. They're on Facebook to make it easier. Why go get another website when everybody's on Facebook anyway, right? So get on the Facebook, peruse our page. We have DJs. We have magicians. We have balloon twisters. We have a caterer. We have officiants. We have... I'm pretty sure we got an accordion player now. We're working on that. We've got everything you could possibly need. So why...
Do you have a juggler?
We don't have a juggler, but we have a real estate agent. So if you'd like a real estate agent to come to your nuptials and help you find a house to save time, we've got that too. That's Evolve Entertainment, kids. Evolve Entertainment in Minnesota. Paul?
Can entertainers submit their audition videos? Like, say, if there's a juggler or a guy who walks on stilts who wants to be part of the family?
You know what? They can. They can submit their videos to Evolve Entertainment on Facebook. You can just send us a video. If you think you're good enough, smart enough, and doggone it, people like you, then shoot us a video and we'll take a look at what you do. If you'd like to donate money to Wisecracking with Winter, look no further than Ko-fi. That's Ko-fi on the interweb / Wisecracking with Winter. You can donate a cup of coffee, which is $5 to $10. Also, don't forget to rate.
How do you spell Ko-fi? Is that C-O-F-E or what?
No, and as Emma already knows, it's K-O-F-I. No, what? How's it spelled, Paul?
That's right. It's ko-fi.com.
Oh, good. Great. Oh, we got that.
You or something? Wisecracking? I don't know.
Yeah.
Wisecracking on there.
Right. And Wisecracking could use more positive reviews on iTunes. I haven't got one in a couple of years. I know every episode has about 50 to 100,000 downloads. So you think somebody could find time to jump on Apple, give us a 5-star review, say something nice about the show. Review the show. Review the show.
You can do it as you're listening to it.
That's right. You should do it as you're listening to it. Emma, most people are on drugs while they're listening to this show. So no better time than when you're high on whatever to go ahead and jump on iTunes and give us a 5-star review. Well, Paul, should we pick football games for next week? Because we got Emma, and you know she's got the hot hand.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's do it. Okay, we've got the first game here. Arizona at the Seattle Sea Chickens, Emma. Seattle is a 3.5-point underdog at home. Or no, they're the favorite. I'm sorry. They're a 3.5-point favorite at home. Emma, who do you like, Arizona or Seattle?
Seattle.
Ooh. I'm going to go with Arizona. Paul?
Seattle.
Arizona beat them tonight, so. Anyway.
Arizona beat Buffalo?
Oh, yeah. Shit, that's right. Okay, the next game, we got Dallas at the Minnesota Vikings. Vikings are an 8.5-point favorite at home, Em. Who do you like here?
Who?
It's the Dallas Cowboys at the Minnesota Vikings. Who do you like?
Vikings.
I'll take Vikings. Paul?
I'm sorry, it's Dallas at Minnesota?
Yes.
And what's the line?
8.5 points.
The Vikings are given 8.5?
Yes.
And you got, who's taking them?
Emma took the Vikings, and so did I.
I better go with Dallas.
All right. Why, I have no idea. Tennessee at Baltimore. Emma, who do you like there?
Baltimore.
I'm going to go with Baltimore, too. Baltimore is laying 6.5 at home, but I think they'll cover. Paul?
I'll take Tennessee.
Oh. Detroit. Those Detroit Lions, Emma, are at the Carolina Panthers. Carolina is a 3-point favorite at home. Who do you like, Detroit or the Carolina Panthers?
Detroit
Motor City. I'm going to go with Carolina. Paul?
I'll take Detroit.
God, you guys are both silly. Why would you take Detroit? Why? Emma, why?
Because they have pretty colors.
Okay.
They do. That's true. But Teddy Bridgewater might be out.
Oh, well, that's not going to bode well for Carolina. Philadelphia at your Cleveland Browns, Emma. Cleveland is laying 3 points at home. They're the favorite. Who do you like, Philly or Cleveland?
Cleveland.
Emma always likes Cleveland. I'm going to take Cleveland, too. Philly is garbage. The whole town is white trash garbage. Paul, where you at?
I'll take Cleveland.
Okay, Cleveland across the board. Next, you got your New England Patriots at the Houston Texans. That state's full of COVID. Houston is a 2.5-point favorite at home. Paul, who do you like first?
I like New England.
Well, I'm going to go with New England, too. Emma, who do you like, New England or Houston?
New England.
New England across the board. Okay, next, you got your Pittsburgh Steelers. Are they still undefeated, Paul? I think they are.
Yep, 9-0.
Yep, at the lowly, pathetic, putrid Jacksonville Jaguars. Jaguars are a 10-point underdog at home.
Is Gardner Minshew going to play next week?
Probably. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh here. I'll go first. Emma, Pittsburgh or Jacksonville?
Jacksonville.
Oh, she's going to underdog. Paul?
I'll go Jacksonville to keep it within 10.
All right. Up next, you got Atlanta at the New Orleans Saints. That's New Orleans, Emma. Can you say New Orleans?
No, it's New Orleans.
That's right. They are a 7-point favorite at home. Emma, go ahead and pick first. Or Atlanta? Paul, where are you at?
I'm like, nah.
And, you know, I'm going to go with Atlanta on the upset there. I think Atlanta is going to beat them. Up next, you got those Cincinnati Bengals at the Washington football team, the most boring name in football now. Washington is only a 1-point favorite. Excuse me, a 1-point favorite at home. Paul, who do you like here?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm going to go with the football team.
Washington football team. Emma, who do you like, the Cincinnati Bengals or the Washington football team?
Bengals.
I'm going to go with the Washington football team. I'm going to be the contrary one. Next.
I picked them.
You did? Oh, I wasn't listening. You got the New York Jets heading to the Los Angeles Super Stadium where the Chargers play. Emma, who do you like? New York Jets, who have not won a game this year, or the Chargers? Chargers are a 9.5-point favorite at home.
Chargers.
Super Chargers. I'm going to go with those Jets. I think they're due. Paul?
I'll go Chargers.
Wow. Coming up next, you got the Miami Dolphins, led by the rookie sensation Tua, because I can't pronounce the rest of his name, heading to the Mile High City. I'm at Denver. Denver is a 2.5-point underdog at home against the Fish. Who do you like?
Denver.
Oh, I'm going to go with Miami. Paul?
Miami.
Okay. Next, you got the hated, putrid, alcoholic, pedophile Green Bay Packers at the Indianapolis Colts. Colts are a 1.5-point dog at home. I'm going to go first. I'm going to take those Indianapolis Colts. Paul, who do you like?
Wait, you're saying the Colts are plus 1.5?
Oh, is it plus or... Oh, I'm sorry, that's a minus. I'm sorry. Correction, judges?
Judges!
Yep, it's a minus. Still going
with the
Colts
are a 1.5-point favorite.
Yes. So I'm going to go with the Colts. Emma, who do you like?
Green Bay. Just kidding. The Colts.
Emma's a Colts woman. Paul?
I will pick Green Bay.
Oh, puke. Puke. Have
My
you
wife's
no morals?
Hate that pick.
Well, God, you have no morals. None. You live in Indianapolis, dude. You live in the Circle City. That's your team.
Yeah.
I hate Green Bay. Emma hates Green Bay. Most of America hates Green Bay. The whole state is full of COVID-19 because nobody wants to
Doesn't
listen.
Doesn't mean they're not going to win.
And you still go with them? Ugh.
Doesn't mean they're not going to win a football game.
Ugh. Okay. Big game. Next Sunday night, Emma, it's the Kansas City Chiefs at the Las Vegas Raiders. The Raiders are a 7-point underdog at home. 7 points. I'm going to go with KC. Emma, who do you like?
KC.
Paul?
I'll take the Raiders.
Oh, okay. Last game of next week here. We've got, Emma, the Los Angeles Rams at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Tampa Bay Tom Brady's. We'll call them that. Tampa Bay Tom Brady's hosting the Los Angeles Rams. Tampa Bay is a 3.5-point favorite. Paul, who is it?
Ooh, this is a tough one. This should be a good game, maybe. I'll go with Tampa Brady.
I'm going to go with the Los Angeles Rams. Emma?
Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay Tom Brady's?
Yep.
Okay, well, that's all the picks. I guess I should get to What Did I Learn? What Did I Learn? Brought to you by your friends over at Evolve Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything you'll need for a party, aside from the hats and tablecloths. Don't have those. Can't rent a tux either. If you're looking to buy a house in Indiana, you want to head over to Carpenter Realty and knock on Paul Lambie's door and hire him. He is the finest realtor in the entire state of Indiana. That's self-acclaimed. I haven't looked at any kind of realtor charts. I don't know if that's for sure. I haven't looked at Yelp. I'm just going by what I've heard on the streets, and he's the best. What did I learn? I've learned that it's tough to live in a quarantine house. Very tough. I've not even done one day, and I'm ready for it to be over. My daughter's been doing it for a few days now. And I'm sure she's also ready for it to be over. So I've learned that we've got to do something as a country. And I'm not sure what that is, what we need to do. I really don't. I don't know if it's more masks because everybody wears them now. I mean, literally everywhere. I don't know if it's shutting down businesses, if that's the idea. I mean, but that's going to hurt the economy. It is a giant job for Mr. President Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to figure out. And I do not envy them. And there's not enough money in the world for me to be interested, even mildly interested, in being president of the United States. It's just not worth it. What else did I learn? I've learned that I don't know crap about Minnesota. I don't. I thought I knew more.
That would be me.
Well, Emma, you don't see, but you have an excuse. You're in ninth grade. You know, I'm a 46-year-old man, lived here my whole life. Should have known all these facts, and I didn't know them. So I need to really study up on my Minnesota facts and history. That's what I'd learned about that. And I think that's all I learned. Paul, you wanted to say something?
Oh, I just thought, you know, you don't really want to be president, but could you imagine, like, how much exposure that would get for Evolve 1080 Entertainment? I mean,
I'd get one of those signs behind me, you know, that says Evolve Entertainment like a dozen times. You know, it's repeated over and over again for like every speech.
For every conference.
Yeah, I think on the what's that called? A lectern or podium or whatever when the president gives his speeches. Instead of the seal of the United States of America, I would have the Carpenter Realty logo with your face on it.
Yes. That
would be awesome. Emma, do you have any interest in being president someday?
No, not at all.
None? Zero? No ambitions, huh?
Nope.
I really can't blame you. It's not an enviable job. I want to thank everybody for listening. Thank you very much. Go out and find a bookie, or you can go to mybookie.com and make some bets on these football games. I hope you win. Don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes or whatever app you use to listen to the show. Spotify is another big one. Rate us, please. We need the good reviews. And that is all. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Emma, for being on.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Paul, for being on.
You're welcome.
All right, I am spent. I'm going to bed just to get up and stay here tomorrow and then repeat. Send me an email if you're a fan of the show, so I have something to do. And you have yourself a great whatever. Bye.